Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that our good friend Lois Geller is back on the show. Lois is the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing. She is the author of a number of books, including the Bible on direct marketing. The title is Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. It's revised and expanded. That means the first copies were so good they made it even better. And as I've said before, she's forgotten more about putting your best foot forward in the marketplace than most people will know. And we're so happy and fortunate to have her available to us to share, to cast her pearls before us. Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me and my pearls.
Hey, we love having your pearls cast before us, Lois. Hey, Lois, one of the great things about the last 20 years or so for small businesses is there's so many things that used to formerly were the domain of big companies. They were wholly owned franchises of big companies have now been democratized so that small business owners can be just as pretty, just as fast, just as flexible, maybe even just as powerful as big companies. And one of those areas is in the way we present ourselves online, isn't it?
It's the way that we can really level the playing field, as you say. And the best part is that nobody knows the size of your company online.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a website, we can build a website for you that makes you look just as important as MetLife, you know, mm-hmm. even though you're ABC Insurance out of Des Moines, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really amazing the opportunities that small businesses have. And I think we have the edge. I really do. Because over the years, as you know, I've dealt with lots of large clients and big companies, and they have layers of committees, and everybody has to put their chops,
right,
as we say, on it.
Right.
And so sometimes it gets watered down.
Sometimes it looks like, and it winds up looking like a camel. You know what a camel is, don't you?
A camel
is a horse that was built by a committee.
Yes, it often happens that way.
They wanted a horse, and they wound up with a camel because they let the committee get a hold of it.
Well, it's so true. And we've done a couple of those camels. And what happens is that you end up with everybody's idea and nobody's vision, you know. And so when it's a small business owner and they have a lot resting on their website, you really get a clear idea of what they want and what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fast. It's so much faster than working with a corporation that it's fun and there's a lot of energy that goes through. But of course, we had a person, Deborah Kravitz, that came to us with a dry cleaning company. We had done her first. She owns two dry cleaning companies. The first one was Apthorpe, and it was in the Apthorpe building in New York. And then after we designed the whole thing around the Apthorpe building, she couldn't pay the rent and had to move in to another location. And so she kept the Apthorpe name because she owned it, and she just put it somewhere else. And it, it got a lot of awards, and it was really exciting. And so when she came to us recently, about 3 months ago, with another dry cleaner that she had no storefront for or anything,
mm-hmm.
and she just had a plant in the Bronx, and she had pickup and delivery for very, very, very high-end people. When she read me the customer list, it was all, you know, movie stars,
wow,
and really high-end people in New York. And she delivered their clothing. She did it all. She has a special part of her plant that just works on this fashion award cleaning. And every tiny part of the garment is checked, and everything is perfect before it leaves there. So anyway, she wanted a website.
She's found a niche.
She did. She did. These people where money really is no object. They just have to look perfect when they walk out on the stage or walk into a huge audience or whatever they're doing. They're in front of the public and they want to look perfect all the time. So anyway, she came to us and we did four or five concepts, and I actually wrote about them on Forbes. I put the ones that she rejected up there too, so that people could see they were pretty good. In fact, one man wrote to me and said, you know, I'm going to steal one of your ideas that you rejected because it's 1,000 times better than mine.
Right.
Anyway, she rejected the first four or five that we did, and we were feeling really down in the dumps. But the hard part was the name of the company, Fashion Awards Cleaner. She didn't know what Fashion Awards were. She had bought the company many years ago, over 50 years ago, from the owner, and she didn't know what it was supposed to mean, and she didn't know what she wanted it to mean, and we didn't know what kind of awards they were. So, but she wanted to keep the name because she had a good brand recognition with her audience. So anyway, we worked on it and worked on it and came up with something, and now I guess, you know, you've been reading that it's up for all kinds of awards, a new one. And basically what it was just giving it a personality, giving this fashion awards, no matter the fact that the name was sort of a stopper, but giving it a kind of a fun personality. And the idea was that it's in the middle of New York City. And in New York City, her people, her constituency, are all walking the catwalk every day.
Right.
And so this flash with the people, with every place in New York is illustrated in the back of her website. You know, Rockefeller Center and you know, all the famous restaurants go to the back. And then in the front, you see that her clients walking the catwalk, and you see them constantly walking the catwalk across the page. And it's kind of fun, you know, that because that's what
and
really
the main,
what they
and
do.
But the most important thing about this is she was able to get this kind of customization, this kind of a high tech kind of a website, a very multifaceted website. She was able to pick and choose and decide and you know, find the one that just was perfect for her, and didn't cost a fortune.
No, she had a really tiny budget for this thing, and we had to make her money work really hard for her.
Right.
We wanted to make it change.
Okay, I got it. Hold on to that thought, Lois. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about why another advantage that small business owners have online, and it has to do with values and how you can do that online, how you can demonstrate your values online. With Lois Geller, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Got a high-rise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.